In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. This is a very wonderful and special night because it is, first of all, the birth of Christ. But as you've just witnessed before Mass, we had the procession. The children brought our Lord, or the statue of our Lord, the infant Christ child, to the front where we placed him in a manger. And this manger that you see before you, this tradition dates back to St. Francis of Assisi. And on this night, it is exactly 800 years ago that St. Francis began this custom. In the year 1223, he had the idea of going out into the field, bringing animals, having a solemn high mass there at midnight. And St. Francis was a deacon, so he was permitted to sing the gospel and to preach, and he preached there of the love of God. And I wish I had his sermon, I would just read it to you, but you haven't been that blessed. St. Francis and the Franciscan Order hold the Christ child, the love that God has for us, very dear in our heart. And it is a bittersweet sentiment in the Franciscan spirituality. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That is how much God loves us. That is how much the Son of God wishes to be with us. That he sets aside heaven, his glory in heaven, comes off his throne in heaven to come and enter the world as one of us, to become just like us, to be born of his blessed mother. And this love that God has for us is beyond words. But perhaps what is not beyond words is the way that we received him. St. John records in the gospel, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And I repeat these words, not just as an accusation against the Jews, but more as an accusation against all of us. We are all made in the image and likeness of God. He came to be with us, to perfect that image of God within our souls, within our bodies, within our lives. But man would not. And it is recorded of St. Francis that he spent many hours weeping. And the only refrain, the only answer he could give for his tears to those who pursued him, what is wrong? What is the problem? His answer is, God is not loved. Love is not loved. Love itself has come down to earth, and there is no room for him in the inn. He is rejected by his own people. His own people, his own children, rise up and shake their fist at him and say, crucify him, crucify him. And this is how mankind, this is how we have received one who loves us so much, our Creator, our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. And I know today we can say, well, I'm not the one who yelled, crucify him. But when we teach the children their catechism, we point out that each one of our sins is crucifying Christ. It is our sins that nailed him to the cross. Not our sins, well, our sins in general, but more specifically, our individual sin. He died on that cross, thinking specifically of you, thinking specifically of me. Yes, he thought specifically of each and every one of us. And he has died for us. And that love we reciprocate by offending him, by our sins. And so truly we have occasion to weep with St. Francis of Assisi. Love is not loved. We have cause to rejoice that God so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son. He has given us everything, but we have not yet given him everything in return. How much do we love God? I spoke yesterday morning. Yes, it is yesterday morning. I spoke about the vocation to married life, about vocation to the religious life. And that love is what makes it so beautiful. But love is also what makes it so painful. It is love that makes it difficult. Many parents can testify what a dagger it is when their son or daughter rises up and says, "I hate you. I wish you weren't my mommy. I wish you weren't my daddy. I don't like you." And the wise parent says, "Well, I'm sorry you don't like me, but I still love you. And I still have to punish you because I love you." It is painful. There is a bitter sweetness about it. And so it is with our Lord coming to this earth. Our hearts are filled with joy. As we look upon the manger scene we have recreated in the tradition of St. Francis of Assisi, and we think about that cold night, we think of the Holy Family, St. Joseph, leading Mary through the streets of Bethlehem, looking for shelter. And door after door, no room, no room. There is no place for the Holy Family. There is no place for Jesus. The only shelter St. Joseph can find is shelter that was built for animals, with the animals. That is how we treat God. That is how we treat our Redeemer, our Savior. And as we look upon these animals, I know we look upon the manger scene not with such sentiments of sadness, but it brings a lot of joy to our hearts. Christ is born. We sing with joy in our hearts today because Christ has come. The shadow of darkness is passing away. But at the same time, we are reminded of the coldness of the night, of the filth of the stable, of how unworthily we received the King of Kings. We made no preparation to receive him. He had to come to this world in a stable, to be born in a stable, because we prepared no better shelter for him. We could not even find room in our own homes. And all of this, I say metaphorically, because it applies to our souls. Christ wants to enter our souls. He wants to be one with us. Each one of us individually, he wants to enter our souls. And this morning, we can ask ourselves, when he comes knocking at the door of our heart, will we open it? Will we say, come on in. I've prepared a place for you. I've been waiting for you. You know, at the end of our lives, what we hope to hear from Christ. Come, enter into heaven. Enter into this place that was prepared for you from all of eternity. We hope to hear from the mouth of Christ that he has a place in heaven prepared for us, and he's been waiting for us from all of eternity. That's what we hope for. That's what we long for. That is what we're striving for when we're striving to get into heaven, to hear those words. And now I consider our Lord in Bethlehem, being turned away from door after door. We have no room. There's no room in the inn. You're not welcome here. And we look to our own souls, and by our sins we say, no room here, Lord. There's no room in my life for you. When what we should be saying, come, Lord, enter my soul. Stay with me. Here's a place I prepared for you, that I've been preparing my entire life for you. Please, come into my soul. Come into my life and stay with me. If we expect to hear our Lord say that he's prepared a place for us, it only seems fair, it only seems just, it only seems proper that we too must prepare a place for him. But the sad reality is, love is not loved. We haven't prepared a proper place for him. Perhaps our soul is no better than a filthy stable, barely fit to keep animals in. But I remind you that even if that's all we have to offer, if all our soul is a stable, if we open that little bit up in our heart, we just give a little bit of room for Christ to enter in. He will enter into our hearts, and that stable is turned into paradise. Surrounding that stable, when Christ is born, a host of heavenly angels came. And the same is true with our souls. If we will give him just a little bit of room in our heart, he will enter in, and our hearts will be transformed. He doesn't need a lot. He doesn't need us to make it perfect. All we really need to do is want to make it perfect, strive to make it perfect, do our best. And I don't think it's unfair of God to ask us to do our best, to give our best, because we ask that of our children. Do your best. That's all I ask. Do your best in your schoolwork. Do your best in the sports, whatever it is you're playing. Just do your best. Give it your all, and I will be proud of you. I will be happy. I will be pleased with you. God says the same thing to every one of us sinners. Do your best. Try. And the saddest thing I can perceive is that most of the time, we do not even try. We do not even care. Most of the world is going to celebrate our Lord's birthday with great pomp and ceremony, celebration, and probably many sins, and they will offend God on this, the day that we celebrate his birth. And they will say, there is no room. in my soul for God. Crucify him. I cannot love him. There is no room in my heart to love him because I only love myself. And that is very sobering. And that counteracts so much of the joy. But it doesn't have to be that way. We can repent. We can cry out with St. Francis, love is not love. We can tell Christ we are sorry. We can prepare our soul a little bit better to make a little bit of room for him with the intention that we'll make it even better later on. We can do better. And if we will give Christ that room in our hearts for him to enter in, then we can truly celebrate his birth. Then this day will be a source of great joy. And the joy will overcome the sorrow. The sorrow will be turned into joy. That which was bitter will become sweet. That which was heavy will become light. And I can make this promise because it's not my promise, but it is Christ. You want to be my disciple, he tells us. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, come follow me, and you will find rest for your soul. If you will embrace that cross for the love of me, I will make that cross light, I will make it sweet, I will make it a joy. Taste how sweet the Lord is. Experience that joy by making a little room in your heart for him this early morning hour. Benedictio Dei Omnipotens, Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.